Jazakallah khair to Dr. Abdul Majid Qatni on that wonderful presentation on the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's method of zabiha without stunning, and highlighting to us that it is a mercy to the animal and mankind. And I think some of the points which he highlighted was not only related to whether a stunned chicken dies or doesn't die, or whether a stunned animal dies or does not die, but the other harms which are associated with stunning. Alhamdulillah, through the previous presentations, we've heard about how BSC would have been prevented had we adopted religious slaughter. We've also heard the importance of halal, the effect of non-halal, and the stunning chickens and meat and its effect on the animals. Now I think the main part of the presentation today and the seminar which many of us are here for is what is HMC and what has it done to try and help the Muslim community to confidently eat authentic halal meat. What is HMC and how is it different to other organizations? And some of the brothers mentioned this to me during the break, that this is what we have come to hear today. That we know that halal is important. We know the effects of haram. But what is HMC doing to provide that? And inshallah, we have from the HMC, Brother Harun Rashid and Brother Zubair Hassan to give us a presentation on what is HMC all about. And a reminder, if you have any questions, please forward them now before the end of this presentation, so we can take them to the HMC panel after this next presentation. Jazakallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I'm Brother Zubair. I'm one of the members on the HMC board. I'd like to welcome all the distinguished guests and, of course, all of you, the public, who are the backbone of the HMC. In order for us to work, we need your support. I'll introduce the HMC. What does it mean? What is HMC? A lot of people have seen the signs everywhere, HMC, HMC. HMC stands for Halal Monitoring Committee. And I'm going to introduce you what HMC is all about. HMC, Halal Monitoring Committee, is a non-profit-making voluntary organization set up to monitor halal labeled products, in particularly the meat and poultry sector. It was established back in May 2003, although the initial idea, the research and foundation began back in May 2002. It has various ulama and sincere brothers on board. It is a universal service without a division of different sects and backgrounds, and it represents all different schools of thoughts within Islam. It has been set up to work in favor of all Muslims, consumers, butchers and suppliers. We initially concentrated on Leicester, as the demand was from Leicester. Why was there a need to form a monitoring committee? A lot of brothers said they are already existing committees, but we said, I'll give you a reason why HMC was formed. Muslims in the UK for many years have been expressing deep concerns as the authenticity of halal meat and poultry supplies. The meat industry in particular is facing a major problem regarding the issue of falsely labeled halal meat. Since the broadcasting of the program on the BBC, Chicken Run, I'm sure a lot of you must have seen that. There are currently many such suppliers, but unfortunately the certification and procedure and the verification of these certificates have had many flaws. And this has created many doubts in many Muslims. In order to overcome this unfortunate situation, a uniform verification and a certification body was much needed to implement the issue and the monitoring of our halal meat supplies. A few sincere ulema and brothers realized the importance of all this and decided to implement a system with the tawfiq from the Almighty Allah. To implement, facilitate and to create a clear-cut, reliable certification procedure and to establish a unified central certification board, and thus to make us forward into the pursuit of our Islamic duty of facilitating our moral and obligatory rights. A steering committee was formed in order to serve the Muslim Ummah, an initial committee of eminent personnel comprising of leading scholars and professionals from within the UK has been set up in order to oversee, recommend and implement the Sharia requirements of halal meat products and the supplies. A detailed look into the problems we faced in the UK and in relation to halal meat and poultry we consume. I shall quickly go through some of the many problems which caused the false labeling of halal. Most of these problems were witnessed by members of the HMC during the initial surveys and visits. There are many other problems which are not mentioned here, such as slaughtering unfit and unhealthy animals, as Dr. Khatri mentioned. My dear brothers, what I'm going to tell you today, you'll be surprised, because some of us only see the meat at the end when we receive it in the butchers. When our initial visits were done, slaughtermen at the abattoirs were not reciting tasmiyah, which is a condition for the animal to be halal. In some slaughterhouses, it was just because they were talking amongst themselves, or it was some plain apathy. Some slaughterhouses didn't even have Muslim brothers slaughtering the animals. Non-Muslims were slaughtering at various abattoirs, rendering the meat haram. That's also another major problem we've had, the minimum amount of veins not cut. According to the majority of fuqaha, at least 3 out of 4 veins must be cut. Unfortunately, due to the speed, many times the required amount of veins are left out. At some places, the method is completely incorrect, as they slaughter from the back neck instead from the throat. And sometimes the entire neck is cut off, which is undesirable. Applying various stunning methods. Dr. Khatmi has covered a lot of that today. And I don't have to go over what he said. In fact, these are just some of the points that I'm putting on for you to see. That there are many points, this is just some of them, and Dr. Khatmi has went through it in detail. And indeed, you will find in the information packs you've got on the chairs, I've covered all these points as well. Another problem which we faced, or when the HMC members went to see, is that the brothers found that the abattoir way, there was no man to recite Bismillah. Instead, they said the machine had on the rotating blades had Bismillah engraved on them. You might be surprised, but indeed this is one of the things that we had found. The contamination issue, that also poultry from abroad and chicken breast fillets with pork and beef proteins coming into Muslim butchers, also in the form of processed consumables. Dr. Khatmi covered that as well, about beef protein, pork protein injected. And I'm sure you must have seen on Panorama, this was a very big issue that took place a few months back. And what a deceive. This was also one of the reasons that the agency had to be formed. Another part also, I need to take you back about the chicken we received from Europe, especially Holland. A Maulana traveled to Holland to an abattoir and found that 60 to 90,000 chickens were slaughtered daily, mechanically. When asked about the slaughterman or the slaughterer and Bismillah, it was said to him, the so-called Imam walks in the morning and presses the button on the machine reciting Bismillah Allahu Akbar. and the machine then slaughtered the thousands of chickens, the same supply is imported to the UK labeled halal. Can you see how we were being deceived? Brothers, deep tank water, temperature over 60 degrees, again, Dr. Khatmi covered a lot of this on his talk. In short, these and many other issues had to be addressed, and therefore HMC was formed. So I'm sure you can see the importance of HMC. What are the aims and objectives of the HMC? It's very simple. Halal Monitoring Committee aims to regulate at every point, inspect consumables from the sources to the consumer. This is done by means of thorough inspections, continuous checks and labeling of these consumables, which are to be continuously monitored by HMC inspectors, thus overcoming the many doubtful issues arising in our daily life by providing the public the reassurance of guaranteed halal products, not just because it says halal, it must be halal, by providing the public the reassurance of guaranteed halal products. Brothers, this is a very serious issue, as our distinguished guests have mentioned. HMC's aims and objectives is to also instill confidence in many of the Muslim consumers. The HMC aims to eradicate all such circumstances which can invalidate the animals' killings from being halal by implementing an authenticated system. The Muslim public can have full confidence and assurance in the choice of buying HMC certified products, leaving no doubt in their minds about the false labeling of halal. The HMC symbol will signify guaranteed halal products. Obviously, the assurance and confidence can only be built after recognizing the symbol of HMC. HMC aims that its symbol will signify the product is guaranteed halal. I must be very careful what I say here, to comment on certified products only. Brothers, you mustn't say, this shop is not selling HMC products. Does that mean it's not halal? That is not what HMC aims to do. The policy of HMC is to only comment on what it has seen. Any item which HMC does not monitor will never be commented as haram or dubious. We are not here to regard people as selling haram. The most we can say on something which is not certified is that it is not HMC certified. The Islamic criterion, HMC has adopted such a criterion that is accepted by all, irrespective of sex and backgrounds. In other words, the most stringent guidelines have been adopted to ensure that the consumable is halal according to everyone and not just one group. Hence, the two most important factors, one which is accepted to all without difference of opinion, non-stunning, and finally the manual slaughter with verbal recitation in the name of Allah. These last two points, non-stunning and manual slaughter with verbal recitation in the name of Allah, is very, very important, which we have taken on board. Now I'll go through with you the overall view of HMC operation. How does it operate? How does HMC operate? You might want to know a bit in depth as to what happens. The HMC board and the Sharia board are responsible for the overall Sharia and legal requirements. So they will check that the people who are under the system, is ensuring that everything is going through correctly. They'll advise us if things are not right. The managerial body, they are under the management, manages and coordinates the full operation of the monitoring system. The inspectors, the HMC inspectors, they are employed by the HMC at each slaughterhouse where the system has been accepted. They are trained and educated to inspect the relevant areas For instance, at a poultry abattoir, they must ensure that stunning equipment is not used. The slaughter reads the tasmiyah, the required amount of veins are cut, and the slaughter is manual, and the water tank temperature is not above 60 degrees, and ensure that there is no cross-contamination. The inspectors are given the responsibilities of ensuring that the animal is slaughtered according to Sharia guidelines. On meeting these crucial requirements, the animal is stamped, tagged, and labeled at different points. The HMC supervises, he supervises the inspector and serves as a liaison officer between the abattoirs and the inspectors. Both the inspectors and the supervisors will be concentrating on these following areas. The HMC realizes the complications of the meat trade and thus have devised a three-part inspection plan that will cover the meat routes from its source, the abattoirs, the middlemen, the processors and the distributors, and finally the retailers, i.e. the butchers. The procedure adopted by the committee involves inspection of chicken and meat from the source of the point of being slaughtered through to its packaging and to the point of its delivery. The method would be effective and efficient as well as low cost. The abattoirs and slaughterhouses, those abattoirs that are on board with the HMC are of two types, who have agreed the full production of the certified items, and in which case the inspectors are there all the time. There are some slaughterhouses who have partial production which needs to be certified, for example, only for the production that is coming to Leicester, because of the demand we have in Leicester. In this case, the inspector is only physically there at the relevant times. Whatever the case, the abattoirs are required to allow the inspectors access at all relevant times to all areas. Upon monitoring the production, and if the Sharia requirements are met, the inspector is then required to tag, label the chicken or stamp the red meat that has been monitored. Now sometimes the meat also goes to processing plants. The production from the abattoirs may go direct to the butchers, which are the outlets, or they might first go through a processing plant or a cutting plant or a deboning plant. The certified production at a processing cutting plant is received, verified and unsealed by an HMC inspector. The process of the meat, cutting pieces, processing the kebabs or doner kebabs, whatever they may do with the consumables, is monitored at the end of the production and resealed, individually labeled. The inspectors at most cases are required to work with the process whilst monitoring at the same time. This is cost effective for the company in order to reduce the cost of HMC as well. The inspectors must ensure that not only certified and labeled sealed production is received and then resealed over to overcome any doubts and of cross-contamination. The butchers and retailers, finally it reaches the butchers either direct from the abattoirs or via processing plants. Those butchers who have agreed to the contract are required only to accept HMC certified, sealed, tagged, stamped, labeled products. So the butchers have a breathing period of 2 to 4 weeks in which inspections are done. The shop is monitored for a period of between 2 and 4 weeks before the certificate is issued. Then the shop is required to allow the local inspector access to the shops, the storage, fridge, who will visit them once or more a day and some at any time during the day randomly. So we don't give them an opportunity to say, oh, the inspector is due at 4 o'clock, so I'll get everything organized. We go in randomly so that there is no way that they can cheat the system. The inspectors are also allowed to access cells sales invoice, if the need occurs, the amount may also be verified with the suppliers. If the shop is found to be accepting non-HMC certified products, the certificate is revoked. The shop is recertified the second and third time upon meeting the conditions set out in the agreement, but if the certificate is revoked the third time, the shop has no chance of regaining another certificate. So in other words, the shop will not be recertified. They get two chances and they cannot do anything apart from that. A shop is only considered to be certified by the HMC, and the assurance is only considered if the HMC certificate is on display. This can also be verified by our website, which is always available. And another thing that we have found lately, some butchers are trying to deceive the public, is that they've been taking HMC letterheads or HMC logos and putting them in the shop saying, we sell HMC products. Brothers, do not get deceived. The HMC certificate is what you should look for upon entering the shop. Especially my sisters who are listening in the back, don't take it for granted that it says halal. Please ask for the certificate. The reason of this strict method and inspection is to overcome the flaws and create a foolproof method of assurance to the public. The idea is not to control, boss, or overlook the butchers. Besides, assisting them and following the procedure of the system, the butcher, in actual fact, is a source of benefit for them in the world and in the hereafter. I must specify also that the butchers are not charged for the monitoring and the certification. The HMC certified products should not have a price difference due to certification process besides a penny or two. Therefore, please remember that sometimes there have been rumors in the community to say, oh, HMC is charging the butchers, that's why our price is high. That shouldn't be the case. The HMC certificating and giving them the certificate, HMC does not charge the butchers at all. They don't pay a penny. So please remember that. Indeed, the takeaways and restaurants, very similar processes carried out at takeaways and restaurants. In addition to the process, the butchers, if the outlets are purchasing from local butchers, then the stock needs to be clearly tagged and labeled, sealed by an inspector before it leaves the butchers. Upon delivery, even this at random checks are done at where the meat or the chicken goes to the restaurant. Random checks are done there. The inspector would have to pay more visits to the outlet. So there is a nominal charge involved in the monitoring and certification of takeaways because there is extra time involved. Another addition is that halal meat and halal meat products, including processed items, need to be purchased from HMC certified places for the takeaway to be certified. The other ingredients are also checked, unlike the butchers, that currently only raw lamb, sheep meat is certified as stated on the certificate. And the same revoking system applies here. Finally, the Muslim public. The fruits of the system finally reaches the Muslim public, the consumers. A simple guide for them is to check whether the butcher shop or the outlet has got an HMC certificate on display or not. If it has, it's an assurance for them, inshallah. If it does not, HMC does not hold responsibility of it. It is not certified. That's a specimen of the certificate there, brothers. And even we've got some in the back there for you to see as well. All certificates are issued on a monthly basis. So every month, the certificate will have be issued on a monthly basis. So at the end of the month, the old certificate is taken away and a new one is brought in. Our unique tagging system will ensure that all certified products remain clearly visible and can be easily distinguished. Also, our inspectors and supervisors implement stringent requisites at each level of the trade to ensure you receive guaranteed halal consumables. Who benefits from this system, brothers? Of course, the Muslim community of Leicester, as this service was only initially set to monitor in Leicester. The general public, including non-Muslims, many of them believe that the Islamic method of slaughter is far more healthier. Muslim prisoners, schools, hospitals and care homes. The three categories are more deserving than that something must be done for them. Reason is being that the public can choose, and we have a choice, but these people cannot choose, as they do not have a choice in what they can eat and what is given to them. HMC is currently undergoing talks with the heads of HM prisons, NHS, and however, we are trying our best, but obviously brothers who are in this field, we would want your assistance in this, in advising the people at the top that this something should be done for Muslims. And inshallah, it's a long process. Inshallah, we hope the matter will be resolved soon. The achievements of HMC since it was formed, brothers, I'll just go through very quickly. The initial research in the fields of Islamic rulings, legal restrictions, meat and hygiene, implementation of methodology, material suitability. We had consultants with experts, Islamic jurisprudence, monitoring protocols, medicinal research, animal welfare, health and safety, acquiring practical guidelines from the relevant bodies such as SANHA, AVS, MHS, Meat Hygiene Service, DEFRA, Leicester City Council, Food Standards Agency, and then the advisory panel consisting of various national muftis, ulama, and specialists, supportive letters from local ulama, and many more. A lot of people came forward to support the HMC as well. We've got documents and fatawa, and of course petition forms which a lot of brothers signed at the masjid when we were trying to set up the HMC board. Even today, if you haven't signed one of those petition forms, we've got them at the back, please do sign them. At the moment, we have over 20 local butchers and 5 fast food outlets and over 22 HMC inspectors, alhamdulillah. And we are now, we've got 9 abattoirs and 3 lampshade abattoirs as well, and there's 3 processing plants. Alhamdulillah, we are trying to move into other cities as well. HMC wants to grow, but obviously it's not an easy thing as just to grow overnight. The suppliers mentioned from other cities have come forward to say they are also interested. So alhamdulillah, and suppliers who do not have any concern with Leicester have also been in touch with HMC to see if they can come on board. Our website and newsletters to create awareness, to keep the public up to date with the services and providing most up-to-date listing of the certified outlets, HMC has its own website and regularly publishes newsletters. The website has also many articles on stunning, on Dr. Khatmi's, a few of his points, and we have put on there as well. Conclusion, brothers, consuming halal food is an essential part of the Islamic faith. I don't think I have to say anything. Our guest speakers have said it very clearly. In fact, I was just going to quote again what our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. There will come upon a time when mankind will not be bothered what he consumes, whether halal source or haram. And I'm sure our distinguished guests have mentioned that very clearly. The food industry has failed the Muslim community. This is why there is a need of such an organization. HMC, again, I'll say it very clearly that it's a non-profit making organization with one aim only, and that is to serve the Ummah by providing assurance of guaranteed halal products. How can you help, brothers and sisters? By your support, firstly with your du'as, and that Almighty Allah accept this khidmah, grant us all ikhlas, and make it easy for us. Your moral support, and of course, your financial support. We have to say that. Assist us by buying and demanding HMC certified meat and poultry products from certified outlets, and look out for our licenses and certificates on display. Propagate awareness, create awareness, brothers and sisters, how by propagating and promoting HMC system, by encouraging shops and outlets to join, providing, removing the misunderstanding on clarifying matters, shops and outlets to encourage and convince all suppliers to adopt the Sharia method and implement the systems. Create awareness what's happening around us. And finally, our head office, that's where our head office is, in 70 Belgrave Street, Leicester. The website is www.halalmc.org, and email at info@halalmc.org. That gives you an insight of how HMC operates. I hope I've given you a very good indication of how HMC goes on a daily, day-to-day basis. Brother Harun Rashid will cover the financial side, as what we need, why we need your support, and how can HMC go forward. Exactly.
Assalamu alaikum, dear respected ulama, guest speakers, ladies and gentlemen. I won't take much of your time because of Asr Salat is closing in as well. But what I'd like to say is that, alhamdulillah, most of the general idea of what HMC is and how it is running, what we are doing, has been covered. But actually, I've got the hardest task, I think. So, inshallah, may Allah make it easy for me, right? And all of us as well, to understand that the HMC is actually not, is a non-profit making organization. Now, this is something we have to understand, because if we wanted to make money, it was very easy. But alhamdulillah, we have got very learned scholars with us, and alhamdulillah, a lot of volunteers with the ikhlas that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this year has brought us this far. It is something that we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a long awaited need. There was a need many years ago. Unfortunately, we were sleeping, but may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept what we have done and forgiven us for what we have not done. So, my dear respected elders and brothers, this HMC is yours, it's not ours. It belongs to the public. Right? And there are so many issues regarding the labeling as halal. There's so many items being said as halal, but whether they are halal or not, there is a big doubt. So, alhamdulillah, HMC took on the task of providing this service. And as you can see, there's so much work to be done. As you have seen how many slaughterhouses we have, how many inspectors we have. So, there are people who are involved in HMC on a voluntary base. Alhamdulillah, they give their time every day without a single penny as wages. They don't take anything. So much so, they don't even take the money for their own fuel and their own car they are using. My dear respected elders and brothers, this is something we understand, that these people are giving their own time for the sake of Allah. And here we'll find people saying that HMC is making money, they are paying them good wages, they're doing all kinds of things. But inshallah, as I will explain, we can see that obviously we have to employ inspectors. Inspectors are employed in the place of slaughter, example, slaughterhouses or cutting plants, deboning plants, processing plants. So as the inspectors are employed, their wages have to be paid. Right? And there are people who are employed as well, but they are giving more time than they are paid for. Example, if they are paid for 20 or 30 hours, they might be working 50 hours, 60 hours. But that means they're giving their time voluntary after their time is expired. Alhamdulillah, there are many brothers like that. May Allah give them jazah khair and may Allah accept their sacrifices. Because this is actually a need. It is more a need than when we look around, we see so many things going on. But this is one of the most important things, because our food, as we have heard from our elders, the food is something that is the basis or the foundation to all our ibadat as well. So, as we can see, just as a small example, there was recently a function in London, and there was a rabbi who came from America, and believe me, he brought his own milk with him to drink because he wasn't satisfied with the milk that we provided here. Imagine. These are people who are not on the haq. We are on haq. We are on the right deen. Right? And they are so strong in their deen. And we today, if somebody just told me it's halal, I'll believe him. They are so strict that even the kosher chickens cost approximately 6 to 8 pounds a chicken. Today, my dear respected and brothers, forgive me, but we look for 3 for 5 pounds. Why are we making halal cheap? Halal is not cheap. Halal has to be right. Whatever it costs, we have to pay that. Because we want halal. So let's see. HMC now, obviously, with this cost implications, we are trying as much as possible to reduce the cost. We do not want to make it expensive, but because the cost is in, there is a cost implication, obviously the cost is going to go up, as Brother Zubair explained. Maybe 1 or 2 pence average on a kilo, but not like how people are showing it. Obviously, there's a lot of misconception. See, people do not clarify what kind of, if they hear a rumor, or if they hear somebody say something, they will not come and clarify it. At any time, if anybody feels they will ask any questions, they are welcome any time to come. They can contact us by email, they can contact us by telephone, they can come to the office, and they can ask those questions. Inshallah, they will get the answer. But rumors is what is creating the problem. Because people have misunderstood, and because people are not clarifying, they are getting the wrong message. Now, what is this main problem is all about this certificate. Everybody is questioning about the certificate. How much does it cost? What do we have to pay? So let's see. Let's see what the people are saying about the certificate. Yeah? First of all, we hear that it costs £300 to be certified. That's one of the costs that we hear. There's another one, that I'm not HMC approved as a butcher because I can't afford it. Fine. That's what he says. Recently, not very long ago, one of our sisters went to a butcher and she was told, when asked, are you HMC approved? She was told, I'm not HMC approved. Why you're not HMC approved? Because it cost me £500 to be approved. Okay. So the sister says, what? And he says, yes. In fact, the sister even told that, the brother told the sister, if you bring £500, I will be HMC approved. Allahu Akbar. Anyway, that's one of the stories going around. Another one, which is one of the very famous ones, that HMC is a money-making scheme. I wonder why Bank of England hasn't contacted us. But anyway, Alhamdulillah, let's see what are the answers. What's the reality? Alhamdulillah, the HMC is a non-profit-making organization, and it is set up to serve the Ummah. This is entirely a khidmah. Also, the butchers are not charged at all for the certificate. The butchers do not contribute for the certificate. There is no charge. Alhamdulillah, there are butchers present here as well. You can ask them. Or you can go in your local butcher who's certified and ask him. He will tell you there's no charge for the certificate. Takeaways and restaurants are charged, as I will explain to you in a bit. Yeah? And yes, the £500 is a penalty charge. Now understand this very clearly. If a butcher is certified and they breach the contract which they have, the certificate will be revoked. If the certificate is revoked on the first occasion, then after a monitoring period, they will be certified again if it seems fit. On the second occasion, if they do something that's wrong, or if they something is the breach of contract again, the certificate is revoked a second time. On the third time, if the certificate has to be revoked, only then will a £500 penalty clause, which is enclosed in the contract, will apply. It is not a charge for the certificate. That is a penalty enclosed in the contract. It's more worth than £500. That's a deterrent. We don't want to get to that. We want our butchers to be honest, to provide honest, halal meat, poultry, and not to come to this situation. And inshallah, it won't come to that. But the 500 figure they are getting is from the contract, and if you read it carefully, it shows it on the third occasion if there's an offense. So, alhamdulillah, maybe those have answered some of the questions in your mind. But who is paying? Who is really paying? We have slaughterhouse and cutting plants. Every slaughterhouse and cutting plant who has inspector, they have to pay the inspector's wages. There is a fixed fee, which is £5.50 gross wages. But the slaughterhouse and cutting plants, whoever is employing the inspector, will also contribute to the NI and tax contributions for that employee. And as well as a minimum cost of traveling. Now, example, traveling, if he lives 20 or 30 miles away, then they will contribute 10 pence a mile, which is nothing really, because the inspector is going to use his own car and his own fuel. But remember, HMC tries to bring the cost down. So, example, if we are working somewhere near Birmingham, we will try and look for an inspector who lives in that locality, who lives nearby, so the cost of traveling is reduced. It makes sense, obviously, like alhamdulillah, we are working in Blackburn, the inspector lives in Blackburn. So this way, alhamdulillah, to bring the cost down, we will try and get the inspector as close as possible to those cases. It's not possible everywhere. Some slaughterers are way out in rural areas, so that's why the inspector will be employed as close as possible. As you can see there, the inspector's wages and the travel costs are covered by the slaughterhouse or whichever your place is worth. Tagging and the stamping equipment, as example, we have a small sticker which is applied to the meat and that. That's about £4.32 for 1,250 labels. Now, if you calculate that, it's not much. Right? But this will be charged to the slaughterhouse because that's what HMC will provide for them. Whenever they require them, it's sent to the inspector, he has them and he will use that there. But the cost will be covered by the slaughterhouse. At the same time, we have an admin fee charge. Because we have an office, we have rent, rates to pay, we have staff which are working part-time, we have one full-time staff and two other part-time staff. One to liaise with all the other different bodies and to look after issues from the government side, from HMC, from the financial side, liaise with slaughterhouses, everything. And we have a liaison officer who works with all the slaughterhouses, if they have problems, if there's any new setup, if somebody new wants to know about HMC, it's time and money to go and explain to them. Maybe we'll visit them 3 or 4 times. Maybe it'll cost us £200 to £300 total just going to see them and coming back. Nobody's going to pay that cost. That is, if a slaughter comes on board, then they will pay an admin fee monthly. Now, a lot of people say we are charging them £250 a week. My dear respected brothers and sisters, it's something to understand. If there is a slaughterhouse, for example, if it's a slaughterhouse with 40,000 chickens slaughtered a month, it's a small plant, if it's under that, then they will only contribute £75 for the whole month as an admin fee, which is nothing. But that will cover the inspector or the liaison officer, whoever's in that area, to visit them regularly, if they have any problems, for equipment to be sent there. All these items will be covered in the £75. As well as if the inspector needs training, the liaison officer will go out and train that inspector and he'll work with them. If the slaughterhouse has more than 40,000 production, right, then they will be paying £250. Now some slaughterhouse, maybe they're not, the red meat, then the red meat is the same. If it's a small production, only for Leicester, they are paying £75. If they have a bigger production, if they're having all the production certified, then they'll pay admin fee of £250. Now we might think, okay, there's a lot of money coming in, but reality is the total we are getting £1,225 on admin fees. This is what we are recovering at the moment. So if we calculated, approximate calculation of average about less than 1 pence a kilo. That's if we. But the story of 1p a kilo is not being charged by HMC. This was the initial idea which would cover all the admin costs and everything, but because the first slaughterhouses and the processing plant found it too expensive for them, that's why we worked with only the inspector's cost, wages, admin charge being put on them. So nobody is paying 1p a kilo. Nobody. They have an average cost which works out to about less than 1p. Some might have a bit more if they are making a smaller production, but obviously as volume is increased, then their cost will come down. Now, Takeaways and certification. Obviously, I said I'll mention this later. The 50 pounds is what they pay for the whole month. If you look at the takeaway, their takings are very good, alhamdulillah. But it's not for us to see what they are earning. The question is that our inspector has to go in the evenings, he might have to go in the morning, he has to certify, the meat being sent to him. There's a lot of work involved. So they contribute 50 pounds a month. Alhamdulillah, at the moment, we have four people who are listed in your newsletter who are contributing 50 pounds a month. So now, if you look at it as a total expenditure for monthly, the reimbursed expenditure what we are getting for inspectors' wages is approximately 8,000 pounds. We have about between 12 to 19 inspectors who are employed, some part-time, some full-time. So obviously, they wages in that is being recovered from the slaughterhouses. Whatever hours they put in, the slaughterhouses confirm that. We pay the slaughterman or the inspector, the slaughterhouse pays HMC. So they are employed by us. So their cost is being covered. So if 8,000 is coming in, it's going out to the inspectors. Alhamdulillah, that has started now since maybe the last 6 or 7 months. The first 3-4 months that we had initially started, we had to cover that cost. HMC had to bear that. Tax and labors as well, obviously that cost being covered. So in reality, if you look at it, office and rent expenditure for this now, at the moment, currently, is about 350 pounds a month. That's what we are paying at the moment. Admin staff and salary, we have got 1800 pounds. Obviously, liaison and supervisor, we have 1250 pounds. Local outlet inspector, sir, the one that monitors the butchers and the takeaways in Leicester, the wage is only 650 pounds. As well as the agency promotion and other costs, like example, the newsletter we produce. The newsletter might cost us something like between 600 to 700 pounds for printing only. We introduce the idea of bringing income by adverts. We get 2 or 3, 4 adverts, depending on how many advertisements we get. That cost does not cover the full newsletter cost. Obviously, there's time behind the admin staff going out, collecting detail, compiling it. All these things are a cost. So at the moment we are losing approximately 150 pounds a month on that side. But it's something we have to do. As well as travel costs nationally. When we are going to see slaughterhouses, we are going like Regent's Park Mosque, alhamdulillah, the brothers invited us. We went down, there was a seminar there, we did the actual HMC presentation as well. They gave us a slot, mashallah. This is a cost. But we have to do it. We've had in Peterborough, we've had in Bolton a few weeks ago. So all over the country they're asking. But if we don't go, obviously they will not know about HMC. So at the moment we are supporting that. HMC Leicester is paying for that. But any city that will come on board, they will have to find the finances for that HMC. It will be monitored by HMC from Leicester headquarters. But they will have to raise the funds to run that office and for the staff to be employed. So at the end of the day, our total cost is about 4,350 pounds. We must understand that there is a lot of work going on. This is a daily monitoring. Some of our inspectors work every Sunday. They don't have a Sunday off because the slaughterhouses work on Sunday. Sometimes we can relieve them now and then, but most of the slaughterhouses, especially chicken slaughterhouses, poultry, they work on Sunday. So this is one of the difficulties. But they have to work, so they do, alhamdulillah. May Allah give them jaza khair. It's not easy to leave your family every Sunday and go to work. It's not very easy. But alhamdulillah, they are doing it. Also, slaughterhouses, they start very early. So this is another obstacle for people. But they are doing it, alhamdulillah. So obviously, from the total income we are getting, from the admin side, is only 1,425 pounds. Now, the deficiency of 2,925 pounds approximately is there. Who is going to pay this? Obviously, HMC has to carry on. There has to be some sort of recoup. There has to be some way that HMC can survive. If at this stage we do not carry on, the market is so vulnerable that things could go out of hand. Alhamdulillah, we're managing Leicester to bring some sort of monitoring system. Other cities are demanding it, they are also requiring it. And this needs to be done all over the country. In fact, not over the country, all over the world. But if we work on Leicester first, and inshallah other cities can follow suit, then inshallah this will be established throughout the country. So, all this depends on your donations. I know maybe you think I'm going to demand £1,000 from each of you. If you do, alhamdulillah, I'll be happy. But we are not asking to do that. What we are really saying is that we have taken, initially when we started last year, we took £4,000 as a loan to be paid back, £250 a month back to set up. Because when we first started, remember, we employed inspectors, we employed staff to do the surveying, to monitor, to go out and see what's happening in the market. They had to be paid from somewhere. And the slaughterhouses hadn't come on board yet. There was no certification taking place. There was a lot of research work to be done. So we had to take some money in the beginning to cover those costs. And alhamdulillah, some Muslim brothers got together and they gave us a loan. It's £250. We're supposed to be paying them. We haven't paid them a penny back yet. This is the truth. We haven't paid them yet. And inshallah, we hope as soon as we can, we will start paying them. This is on their behalf. They have told us when you are ready, you can start paying back. So we need to look at that immediately. Also, we managed to get a loan from MBNA for 9 months, interest-free. Now, obviously, this money is due on the 1st of October. We will have to pay this back. And at the same time, we've got another £2,000, which is due in December 2004. So total is 9,340, which we are owing. At the same time, because of the labels and the tagging equipment, which we have to buy in bulk, there is no choice. If we don't buy it in bulk, it's more expensive. It's costing us more money. So we took £4,000 and we bought all the equipment. But that money will come back when we recharge the slaughterhouses, whatever they use, as and when. So obviously that's not a worry. That 4,000, inshallah, will come back, if not today, tomorrow. So now, the question, is HNC making money? Is it a money-making scheme? I'm sure you can answer that for yourself. I don't need to tell you. So what is the way around? Obviously, if we promote and encourage more suppliers to come on board, the admin charge, which we are charging, which is minimal, will increase. If we have, instead of only 4 slaughterhouses giving admin charge, which are large, and about 4 small, if we had 10, then the income will be greater, so that will cover the cost of admin. But inshallah, it will take time, maybe a year, 2 years, we don't know. We have to work hard, we have to carry on, and if we do, then inshallah, more slaughterhouses are coming on board, more producers are coming on board, people are coming to us and inquiring. But because of the rules and regulations, we cannot just give them a certificate. We have to fulfill the criteria before they can be certified. So it's a long process, but inshallah, it wants to last. At the same time, maybe if we have 500 people, just 500 brothers and sisters to stand up and say, okay, I will give £5 a month, a standing order of £5 a month, which is equivalent to only 16 pence a day. If you are 5 people in your family, it's only not even 3 pence a day. Imagine, for £5, if we have 500 people, this will help HNC to repay the loan they have taken and to start covering costs of admin and any other costs we have incurred already. Obviously, it seems to be a lot of money, but at the end of the day, if we can guarantee that our food is halal, then it is a very cheap and easy way to have it done. Generous brothers and sisters, maybe might want to sponsor one of the items which are listed, which we are not covering. Example, like the list that we had, where they have all the admin charge of the offices. Maybe somebody wants to sponsor a slaughterman. Maybe somebody wants to sponsor inspector. Maybe somebody wants to sponsor seminars. If you feel like that, you're most welcome to do that. We are not going to stop you. So after the program is over, inshallah, there will be a table at the back. If you want to sponsor, you are most welcome to. But if you can fill this direct debit of £5 a month, inshallah, we hope this will solve the problem for HMC to carry on the good work they are doing and to provide halal to the whole of the community. So in conclusion, we acknowledge that we are responsible for what we consume, and it's a must on all of us to ensure that the system carries on. Now that we have worked so hard and come this far, we have to carry on. The main difficulty, obviously, is financial, which I have explained. So as this is a personal and it's a local matter, this concerns us, my dear respected brothers and sisters. This is our problem. It's our food. So we have to ourselves think that this is my problem. Is it worthy for me to support or carry on the HMC work? Obviously, I'm sure you agree, so HMC needs your support. So in conclusion, obviously, your support will be with dua. Everyone is requested to make dua that Ya Allah, whatever the work that we are doing, may Allah make it that we will have sincerity to carry on and to accept it as a khidmah. Alhamdulillah, many of the ulama and many of the brothers who are and sisters who are giving time, they are doing it fi sabilillah. It's not something for me to say, but may Allah give them jaza khair. Even their families, sometimes they are arriving at home at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, and their families are at home alone. For the sake of the community, for the sake of the ummah, that how the ummah can be guaranteed halal food. Obviously, second is everybody please try and fill in the form. And if you want to follow, you want to sponsor any of the following six items, then you're most welcome. So now I'd like to call on the